didn't have any excuse. Well, you don't know where Madagascar is. It's off the coast of Africa. It's a big island, and it's 1,600 kilometres long, 570 kilometres wide. The town that's marked in the red, Mandasara, is where I'm actually living and working. AEF, Africa Evangelical Fellowship, works in partnership with the Bible Baptist Church of Madagascar. It's a mouthful in Malagasy, let alone English. It has a population of 12 million people to 15 million, depending on which book you read. So no one really knows the population. So a bit about the life of Madagascar. I was partaking in Bickenden yesterday at the World Day of Prayer, and the reading that we had there was from Luke chapter 10 about the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I don't know if you realise there are six characters in this parable. So I would like to introduce each one from the end of the story to the beginning, right? And I'll tell you what I have in common with these people. Now, first of all, the innkeeper. Did you realise that he was an innkeeper? He wasn't an actual medical person who could look after the man that was very sick and was brought to the inn. So when you go to the mission field, there's a change in job description. You might have a job description as you go, but when you actually get there, it's nothing like what you expect it to be. I ended up doing medical work, which is what I'm trained for, but I ended up doing many other things that I didn't really have a clue. And one of them was counting money. And if you've been in a third world country, the money is very, very dirty. And to actually read what the number is a good guess. And then to do the total, I'd used that calculator so many times and got a different figure every time. Right, so the second person is the Samaritan. He was a foreigner, and he knew it. And we know what we're like. We're foreigners in another country. And people have perceptions of what you're like, what they think you are. They look at me and think I'm French. So they immediately speak French to me. Well, I don't speak French, so it takes them a while to work out that I'm not one of them. So we have a hospital called the Good News Medical Centre. It's four containers came from America in an organisation called Samaritan's Purse. And if you've heard of it, I'd ask you to continue to pray that they will send more containers. Because the equipment they send is excellent and we do not have to buy it, so it's a wonderful provision from God. Okay, the third person was the Levite. He was God's representative to the people. And as it is with me and the rest of the team there, we are God's representative to the people that we work with. And if we're not concerned for them, we really lose our impact, don't we? I was a bit concerned about the fourth one. What did the priest do? Because I thought the Levite was a priest. But in the story, it talks about two different people. So I thought, well, the priest, he was used to dealing with medical conditions because the people went to the priest to show that they were healed from their uncleanliness. Okay, the fifth one are the robbers in the story. So I trust that none of us are robbers. So, but in one way, we do take people for granted, people who give money to the mission work, and we sort of expect it and we don't give thanks for it. So number six is the man going down to Jericho. Now, he was ambushed and left half dead. Well, I've been ambushed a couple of times, but they didn't get my handbag, but I fell to the ground and I wasn't left dead. But if you talk to Bill Geddes, he's had a few experiences of being mugged in Manila. So when it happens in broad daylight, you're a bit concerned, aren't you? Today it happened to me. I was walking along because we had no transport in the country. The cyclones had wiped out the train line, so we had no fuel coming from the capital, from the port to the capital. So you have to walk everywhere, don't you, when there's no transport. And I had to go to my language lesson, and I was walking home at 3 p.m. There weren't many people around, surprisingly. Even though there was no transport, people weren't walking in the middle of the hot afternoon. So the first car that came along was a hearse. So if I was left half dead, well, I was sort of in the right place, wasn't I? So I got a lift home to the house where I was living in a hearse. Well, I don't think many people can say they've been in a hearse. So I've actually travelled with a dead body another time when I was at Christmas, my first Christmas in Madagascar. But that's another story, and I need more than 10 minutes to tell you that one. So the economic problems of Madagascar. I think they'll be much more serious now because of the Asian crisis, what's happening in Asia. Exports go mainly to Asia from Madagascar. The cloves and vanilla are all exported to Asia, and raffia too. So I think with the Asian crisis, it will affect the Malagasy country and the people. So in the medical work that we are involved in, we have 5 doctors and 2 nurses. If anyone's in medical work, that's not a good ratio. You need more nurses and less doctors. But we're thankful we have 5 or 4 Malagasy doctors working with us and 1 lab technician. And I get very tired and frustrated when they expect work yesterday and the patient's waiting for their medicine and I'm trying to get all the work done. I'd like you to pray for the team relationships. The people who work with us, we have different ways of thinking, and the church mission relationship too. When we get tired, we're not so tolerant, and misunderstandings occur, even among the expatriate or European missionary. So thank you for your prayers. As I go back next week, I'm really looking forward to going back and doing some real work because I've been home 9 months and I haven't really done any medical work. But I've been encouraged as I've been home. Many people are interested in the work of Madagascar and have promised to pray. And I'm grateful to the Ashgrove Assembly for sending me back again, and to other folk who are my partnership supporters. Thank you very much.